Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. So, you know, that's so powerful, right? We are forever changed, but let's just back it up for a minute. In order to be forever changed, we got to stay in His presence. You got to be into His presence, right? Be changed from glory to glory to glory. We got to be in His presence. Oh, to be in your presence, God. And it's not like it's something we come to church on Sundays and we're in the presence of the Lord on Sundays. And then come Monday through Saturday, we just chill in someplace. No, we got to stay in His presence. Think on those things that are above at all times. Not allowing the distractions around us to take us away. But, oh, I'm going to say it, to get closer. To come closer. To come deeper. Yeah, the Lord is speaking this morning. I mean, it happens to be our next song, Closer, but isn't that what it's about? And we say it all the time when we're here and we're playing instruments and singing songs. It's not we're doing it for you. We use our gift to worship God, but He wants your heart. He wants your worship. We got it. We're doing what we have to do. He wants your worship. Come on, church, just get deeper with me. If it's just them playing right now, come on, lift your hands before the Lord. Kneel before God. If you feel called to lay prostrate before God. The word says, the sheep hear my voice. They know it. We know the voice of God because we spend time with Him. We could be in a huge crowded room, and if I hear my husband call my name, I'm going to, in the midst of all the talking, I know my husband's voice. How much greater the voice of God? So that when whispers are coming and trying to detour you or distract you from the plan that God has for you, you will listen to the Master's voice. So come on, just worship Him, church. Just worship Him right now. We worship you, God. I want you to worship Him. And right now, I just want you to kind of look around you to the right or the left. I want you to begin to pray for the people who are on the right and the left of you right now, declaring victory, declaring God's plan and purpose for their lives. Just begin. You don't have to turn to them. You don't have to lay hands on them. They don't need to know, because guess what? God knows. Just pray for the people around you, right? Hallelujah.
Spirit move, we're ready.
wisdom, love is so much sweeter than anything I've tasted. I wanna know your heart. I wanna know your heart.
I wanna know your heart.
sing that again. Let this be your prayer this morning.
A little closer. Take me a little deeper. This morning that wants to know his heart, who wants to be pulled in a little bit deeper, just lift your hands this morning. Just invite him in.
The heart of God and not be just completely changed from the inside out. One of the words that was released earlier was the word encounter. Somebody say encounter. That's an unexpected experience. And so many of us have testimonies in our life where we were in one place and then we had an encounter with God and our whole life changed. How many of you can relate to that? Amen. And when you get to know God, you understand why the Apostle John laid it out like this in 1 John 4. He says, we love because he first loved us. We love because he loved us first. See, when you have an encounter with God, that is a launch point for the rest of your life in every single area. And another scripture that came to mind was Luke 6:40, that a student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. You say, how do the two go together? Because I think of the best teachers that were in my life, and those were the people that were willing to say, all right, I did it, but let me show you again. Let me show you again. But what does a good teacher do eventually? He says, you're next. You're up next. You got to go. You got to try. You got to take what I taught you and apply it. And that's the beautiful thing, is that every single day God puts people in your path. And if you would allow yourself to have an encounter with God, an encounter with Jesus Christ, and you may say, I already did. I've been a Christian for a long time. Well, God is saying, that's all right. We'll do it again. You have to be willing to let him change your heart. You have to be willing to lean in and say, God, I want to know you today greater than I've ever known you before. And if you're willing to do that today, whether you've been a card-carrying Christian for 40 years or whether you're coming in here today saying, I don't even know if any of this is true, just give God the chance to change your heart. And your life will never be the same. Not only will your life never be the same, but the people around you, their lives will change as well. Yeah. Why? Because he's going to change your heart. And then he's going to say, now you do what I did. Now you go be like I am. And you have an opportunity to be Christ in the life of so many people. Amen? So we're going to continue our worship with our giving, and we thank you for all of you who support us here at Sound of Heaven. It even sounds weird saying that, support Sound of Heaven, as if there's some sort of detachment. You are Sound of Heaven, amen? Amen. You are. We are the church. So we work together, and we take each of our abilities and resources, and we pull them together, and we change this world for Jesus Christ. And I hope you came here with a great expectation that something here that you get this morning is going to change your life and catapult you into this world. Because this is a building. Your mission field is outside of here. Amen? So let's pray. Our ushers are going to come around. If you would like, if we could put the number up there, one of these days I'll memorize it. 833-921-6789. That's 833-921-6789. Text GIVE to that number. You can download our app on the Apple and Android stores. And every bit that comes into here to Sound of Heaven goes out to help those in the community, but most of all to spread the love and the gospel and the hope of Jesus Christ. Amen? So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you loved us first, that you set the example, Lord God. And even though every once in a while we need to just come back around the mountain and have you show us again, Lord God, we know that you are a loving Father and that you don't grow weary of us, Father God, but that you love us and that your word says that if we lack anything, all we need to do is come to you and ask, knock on the door, seek, and we'll find, Lord God. You are a faithful and awesome Father, Lord God. So we call upon that this morning, Father, to embolden us in every area of our life, so that when we leave this place, Lord God, that we could be like you, that we could change regions like you have changed regions, Lord God, that you can work in and through us, Lord God, because we know that it is by your riches and glory through Christ Jesus that we can do all things. And the church said, amen. Amen. We'll be right back.